This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Second round of the playoffs, we're already knocking heads, and this is for real. Cardinal Gibbons will be taking on Gulliver, two tremendous football programs, well-coached. Gulliver last year, both of them actually, were stung by Booker T. Washington on the Tornadoes ride towards the state championship. So they all know what it feels like to go out a little bit earlier than you'd like. 2 years ago, Cardinal Gibbons finished as the state champions, and certainly they know that side of it. But somebody who's been through the entire deal, from starting to build the program right through the state championship to now, is a senior. He's a starting offensive center and team captain for Cardinal Gibbons. Will Spicer is kind enough to join us. Will, thanks so much for taking the time on a Monday.
Hey, Larry, how you doing? Thank you for having me on.
Anytime. This is a lot of fun. I mean, you know, it could have gone a much different way if we never got to play this season. But here you are playing and having an opportunity to move one step closer to a state championship opportunity. What has it been for you? Talk about you being a senior, being a leader, being somebody who needs to keep the younger guys kind of in check, try to steer them through a lot of these crazy waters we've been having. Talk about what it's been like for Will Spicer, you know, ever since the COVID started back in March and April.
You know, just like you said, we had our whole senior year, like our whole season ahead of us. And like just in a matter of time, it was almost all taken away. So it really gives you a whole different perspective on how much you love the game and how much you want to play. And like when you almost lose it, like when you have it again, it's something you never want to lose. So really going into the season, I knew like it was going to be a short season. I knew it wasn't going to be the same regular season as last year. We didn't have a spring. So I knew it was going to be different, but I felt as a senior, like I really needed to step up. I really needed, and I've been led by great coaches, and they've been able to put me into the position where I can be a good leader, and I can tell my teammates out. My teammates are great. Like, we're a good team, and through all the circumstances and everything, like us not knowing each other really, a completely new roster, like just new faces, new schemes, new players having to learn it. Like, our players, we've really stepped up, and we're looking forward to keep playing and keep being able to do this.
Yeah, no doubt. Will Spicer joining us, 4-year starter performer for Cardinal Gibbons, state championship 2 years ago. Will, you take a look at, especially now, you're into the playoffs. Everybody, you're reading all around the state that teams are having COVID. They're going to have to shut things down. What can you do? I mean, you know, from your standpoint, I know you guys have been CDC friendly from day one, and you've done everything you possibly can. But anything short of not going to school and doing everything, online, what else can you do? You're protecting yourself. You're washing your hands. What you tell me, because you live that life. What do you do anything any different? You kind of live life with a mask on. That's all you do, or what?
I mean, it definitely is different, and it's what you really can do is just follow what these people are telling you to do. Just wear your mask, stay at home. I mean, our coaches are great on the field, off the field with the masks in the locker room. They limit people in the locker room. So our coaches do a really good job, because at the end of the day, we got to keep our family safe first, and then they don't want to jeopardize that. And we also don't want to lose our season. So we just, you just have to really keep it, like, hang out with just people, close people, you know, masks on always, and just social distance.
You know, and also you look at this season, which was kind of like up and down, up and down. Lost to Heritage, which always stings. I know that's a huge rival. But at the same time, not to minimize or compromise, you beat St. Thomas. I mean, that's something that school hasn't done in a long, long time. Talk about that, not just from you or this current team, but all those teams that hadn't been able to beat them.
Well, you know, first things first, much respect for both St. Thomas and Heritage, both really two really good teams. Two powerhouses in Broward. I mean, for the Heritage game, it was definitely a tough loss. You know, senior year, that's never a game you want to lose. I mean, we had mistakes, penalties, but at the end of the day, they did win the football game, and you got to give your hats to them. They've got a good team over there. They got good guys over there, good coaches. St. Thomas game, we came in with a good game plan. Everybody came locked in. We knew we were the underdogs, and we really used that to our advantage. We just got a team of kids who are hungry, kids who don't have offers, kids who just love football, love what they do, go out there, execute it, give 110% on every play. And we did that against St. Thomas. And if we continue to do that, I see us having another ring at the end of the season.
Yeah, no doubt. Friday night, big one. Everybody's been talking about it. Obviously, it's a big game, but it's not a road you haven't traveled down before. You guys have been down this road. You've played some extremely tough teams in the playoffs over the last couple of years. You know, having to play Tampa Jesuit and having to, you know, play a Rockledge and teams like that. Talk about this. You have a Gulliver team that's young, you know, has that bad taste in their mouth by losing to the same team you lost to in the playoffs last year, Booker T. Washington. You expect this to be a four-quarter war, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Gulliver's a good team. They got really good players over there. They got a good coaching staff. They're a good program overall. So it's definitely going to be a tough battle, but with a good game plan and hard weeks of practice and just good work, we should be able to get it done.
Yep, no doubt. Will Spicer's joining us, starting offensive lineman, Cardinal Gibbons, 4 years, and gets it done in the classroom. Speaking about that, where are we looking at college, and what do you want to study once you get there?
So for right now, all my college choices are open. I'm still looking at schools. I'm not sure where I'm going yet. I'm looking more into a business major or a political science.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excited. I mean, and you've been able to balance. I know a lot of young kids listen to this show, a lot of kids in 7th and 8th and 9th grade that are listening to you and just trying to figure out how they balance the classroom with athletics. And certainly you've done it extremely well. It just takes you got to be focused, don't you? You got to be focused on each thing and work as hard in the classroom as you work on the football field.
Yeah, it really does start in the classroom first. And, I mean, it's just the whole Cardinal Gibbons program. They've, since day one, they've always preached classroom first, football field second. And they really stick to their word. And they make sure you get done through their school system. The coaches help you out. You need tutors, they help you out. And they make sure you get it done in the classroom first before the field.
Good stuff, Will Spicer. You did awesome, man. Good luck this week. I know you guys work hard, and I know you have that coaching staff that'll get you ready. Again, thanks so much for taking your time on this Monday night. We'll see you real soon.
Hey, no problem, Larry. Thank you for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.